Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, January 13th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Inflation surges at the fastest rate in four decades. Polls show Donald Trump would beat Joe Biden if the election were held today. Viewers abandon cable news. Nearly half of adults consider themselves workaholics. Also ahead, the Pope weighs in on cancel culture and the vax. But first, prices rising at the fastest pace in 40 years, inflation jumping 7% in December alone, the biggest increase since June 1982. Americans now paying more for gasoline, food, furniture, used vehicles, rental cars, hotel rooms. The cost for heating the average home already up 50% compared to last winter. President Biden downplaying the new data, saying, quote, "Today's report shows we are making progress in slowing the rate of price increases," unquote. Mr. Biden provided no backup for that statement. New data from Gallup says Donald Trump would beat Mr. Biden 46-40 were the election held today. 43% of voters believe President Biden's doing a good job. 51% disapprove of his performance. But another poll from Quinnipiac has the president at just 35% approval. Ratings for CNN dropping 80% across the board compared to this time last year. The network losing 90% of its audience between the ages of 18 and 49, 90%. Viewership at MSNBC down 70%, Fox News primetime down about 40% year to year. The reason? Many viewers are bored. It's the same thing every night. New study from the University of Georgia says 45% of adults consider themselves workaholics. They spend about 20 hours a week focused on the job outside of normal business hours. 75% check work emails over the weekend. I do that. 90% of Americans sleep with cell phones less than 3 feet from their head. I do that too. In a moment, cancel culture and Pope Francis. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The Pope getting involved with modern problems. Here in the USA, Pope Francis doesn't have a lot of sway, except for the Catholic population. But around the world, it's a different story. Recently, Pope Francis addressed the Vatican's diplomatic corps. Remember, Vatican City is its own country. And that featured 183 diplomats who live in and around Vatican City. And the Pope addressed being woke. Quote, "Cancel culture is invading many circles and public institutions. As a result, agendas are increasingly dictated by a mindset that rejects the natural foundations of humanity." Unquote. So the Pope is saying that in the cancel culture, there's no forgiveness. There's no charity. There's only censorship. And just keep in mind that governments like those in China and Russia and Iran, they use the cancel culture to wipe out political opposition. And we do that in the United States of America as well. There are accusations all the time in the political area. Some are valid, some are not. But it doesn't matter because the accusation alone gets people canceled all the time. And that is what Pope Francis is addressing. And he's right. If this continues, every person in a position of authority is under threat. I mean, look at Donald Trump. How many accusations? Now, in his case, most people who like him ignore it. But that is not the case in other matters. Just ask Andrew Cuomo. On another issue, the Pope has weighed in on the vaccine for COVID. Quote, "Frequently people let themselves be influenced by the ideology of the moment, often bolstered by baseless information. Vaccines are not a magical means of healing, yet surely they represent a reasonable solution for the prevention of the disease." That's unquote. So the Pope is saying, get vaxxed, and the anti-vaxxers are going to reject what he says. Remember, Pope Francis is speaking now not along theological lines. He's talking about politics. But he believes that the right thing to do is to protect yourself and others taking the vaccine. And he has a perfect right to that belief. Now, you can throw studies up to him on both sides, but I think he's right. I think if you boil it right down, the best thing to do for humanity is to have everybody vaccinated. I could be wrong. Pope Francis could be wrong. So I'm glad that he is getting into modern life. One of my criticisms of my own church, Roman Catholicism, is that it doesn't talk about things relevant to people's lives. The church should do that. And if it doesn't, if it continues to avoid it, it's going to lose even more members. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve that message by actually writing it. For more honest news information, please go to BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on TV. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Today, 90% of Americans listen to music through the internet. Most adults spend upwards of $20 a month on streaming services like Apple Music, YouTube, Spotify. But 50 years ago, folks had to listen the old-fashioned way on the radio, as Donna Summer once sang. Beginning in 1936, Billboard magazine began publishing the most popular songs of the week. And here are the top albums from January 13th, 1972, again, 50 years ago. It doesn't seem that long. Number 10, the Allman Brothers and their record Eat a Peach. Next up, the Rolling Stones' greatest hits compilation, Hot Rocks. The album features the group's biggest singles released between 1964 and 71. The eighth spot, Janis Joplin's live album, Joplin in Concert. That was the singer's first hit album following her death in 1970. Number seven, Bread with Baby I'ma Want You. I'ma? What is that? Next, Roberta Flack, Love Her, and Donny Hathaway. The self-titled album features the number one hit, You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling. Top five, starts with a charity compilation called The Concert for Bangladesh. The album includes songs from George Harrison, Ringo Starr, and Bob Dylan. It was a fundraiser. Number four, Jethro Tull, Ian Anderson. With Thick as a Brick, the British rock group would go on to sell 60 million albums worldwide. Third spot goes to America and their album, America. Despite the patriotic name, the group actually began in London, but they are Americans, military kids. Great harmonies by those guys. Number two, Neil Young's Harvest. Young is a genius, no question, and he became a U.S. citizen recently. He's a Canadian by birth. And the number one album 50 years ago, James Taylor and his record Mud, Slide, Slim, and the Blue Horizon. Biggest song in the country, You've Got a Friend. I saw Taylor this summer at Jones Beach. He's still got it. Back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.